We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Football has been the big topic today, and we're going to continue that trend. Literally, we're going to talk about teams and things that are trending up and down.
Wow, that is a radical radio segment. So let me get this
Thank
right.
Thank you.
The yes. subject is trending up or trending down?
Yes.
We're not even going to dress it up with like some fancy saying?
Oh, no, we're going to dress it up, but not with a fancy saying. We're going to do some football stuff. We're going to do some other stuff as well. Without further ado, let's start talking about a team that yesterday, a little bit clunky here. We first got the report that they were asking to interview new general managers and maybe put out some feelers for coaches when they had not yet parted ways with their current general manager. I hate when that happens.
Never a good sign when you see your job being posted elsewhere.
Yes, on LinkedIn. They botched the dismount there, and that's the Las Vegas Raiders, where yesterday it leaked out that they were planning to interview someone in the Patriots front office, and Mike Mayock had not been fired yet. So what happened? About an hour later, here comes the canned statement. Mike Mayock has been fired. So he's been let go after 3 years where the first round picks were pretty bad, but the depth on the team, and they do have some exciting young players. We're wondering if they're trending up or down. I think the Raiders are actually trending up.
Really?
Yes. Thank you. What's that from? The Mandalorian, I've been told.
Yeah. Let me guess, because you never watched The Mandalorian.
I told you, I watched the first three Star Wars, the original ones from the 70s.
Do you even know who Baby Yoda is?
I'm cool. Yeah, I do know Baby Yoda.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if knowing the Mandalorian makes you cool, by the way. I'm not sure you want to walk into a bar and use that as your inline. Hey, what do you think of the Mandalorian? Did you see that? How cute Baby Yoda is? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. The Raiders. Trending up, in my opinion, for a couple reasons. One, right now, the Las Vegas favorite to be in Las Vegas is Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
So if they end up landing the Michigan coach, we know that obviously his turnarounds have been quick, you know, especially on the NFL level. He gets there and immediately you start to see him paying dividends. So I would say that means they're trending up. I think Vegas is an attractive place to be. So I think they're going to get a really good general manager, and you still have a year left of Derek Carr. So that's obviously a positive. You have a bridge quarterback. You have a quarterback who has value if you want to trade him. There's a lot of things to like about the Raiders.
Our producer, Mike, who's an even bigger Star Wars nerd than me,
yeah.
In fact, generally a bigger nerd than me, said it's called The Child, not Baby Yoda.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Probably,
and he has a real name, too. What's his real name? Like Gergway or something? What is it? Gergon? I don't know.
Suddenly anyway. He can't find his microphone.
Yeah. Anyway, Grogu. So we're not going to break down the Mandalorian here. We'll save that for a later segment. How can you have the Raiders trending up? First of all, let's start with their division. They're in the AFC West with Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and what if Denver got Aaron Rodgers just to add to insult to injury? That's an impossible situation. They've been hovering around 500. Yeah, they've had a couple good years mixed in here and there. All these bad draft picks in the first round, they have to pay a price over the time. Look at these guys. Alex Leatherwood last year, bust. Damon Arnett in 2020, big bust. Henry Ruggs, he was a good player. Unfortunate what happened to him, but he's gone. You go through Cleveland Farrell was a number 4 overall pick out of Clemson. That didn't work out. I could go down this list forever. Like, you need those first round picks to hit, and I don't think they're committed to Derek Carr. It's almost like they don't know what they're doing with Derek Carr. To me, that's not a trending up. That's a trending at best sideways, but I say trending down, and it's also a matter of their competition.
What a bunch of spineless losers.
All right. Next team up is the Seattle Seahawks. We had Russell Wilson on the Manning cast last night, and we'll get a little bit more into what we learned about Dwayne The Rock Johnson in that Manning cast. But Russell Wilson on the Manning cast, are the Seahawks trending up or down? You go first.
Seahawks are trending down. I don't think Wilson wants to be there.
I'm joking. It sucks.
Wait, what's that from? Cobra. Oh, these are from Cobra Kai, my Netflix show.
Oh, play
I
it
thought
again?
It was.
I sure.
Thanks.
I'm joking. It sucks.
So there's all this funny interplay between Johnny and the bad guy played by Bill Zabka.
Yeah, you don't have to explain Karate Kid to me. I got it.
Well, there's a lot you've missed. You've missed a lot, but you're not caught up on Cobra Kai. Again, for a later segment. So where were we? Oh, yeah, the Seahawks. So I don't think Russell Wilson wants to be there. There's a reason he doesn't want to be there. What are you building with this team? That great defense is gone. Bobby Wagner can't play till he's 100. The offense has been dormant. I know you have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett on the outside, but their whole philosophy is basically boring under Pete Carroll. I don't care what the skill players are. There's nothing to be excited about here. Russell, I think Russell should want to get out because they're not winning. And again, they're in another tough division. Get out of there, trending down.
I will agree. I think the Seahawks are also trending down.
Expect disappointment and you will never get disappointed.
Okay, that's from Spider-Man No Way Home, which I saw this weekend. Go ahead.
Okay, well, get your review at some other later date. I'm just going to add a little to that because you covered all the ground here with the Seahawks. They also don't have a first-round pick because they traded to the Jets for Jamal Adams. All right, I think we can move on. Trending up or down, here's some news. Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter, is going to be starring in a movie where he plays Weird Al Yankovic. That's a trending up for me, baby.
This is the way.
Anything Weird Al just goes back to a sweet spot in my childhood that is, like, unassailable. It's in a warm, fuzzy place here with Weird Al and his song parodies, and I cannot wait to see what Harry Potter brings to the table.
Okay, we're in the same boat on Weird Al. Weird Al is the best. That's a given. I am trending down. I do not understand this casting at all. We talked about Kevin James playing Sean Payton.
Yeah.
That's a lot closer than Harry Potter playing Weird Al. They have nothing in common. Daniel Radcliffe's about 5'2". He's from England. He doesn't have a big frizzy hair. How is he going to play Weird Al? You need somebody from Sheboygan, Wisconsin to play Weird Al, not this Shakespearean actor from England. I don't get it.
What a bunch of spineless losers.
Of all the movies that you've been in,
yeah.
All those Sandler flicks.
Four, but yes.
You don't think that the power of production here, get a good wig. Guy can speak. He's an actor, man. He can do the Weird Al accent. And then all of a sudden, he's getting medieval on your hiney.
Do you really think that he can pull off songs like Eat It and Like a Sturgeon the way Weird Al did? Can he really get, is he going to go method
Amish
on that?
Amish Paradise? Yeah, yes.
Is Daniel Radcliffe going to go method and pretend he's Weird Al all the time? No.
That would be something. I'd want to watch the documentary about the making of the movie in that case. All right, well, we're going to agree to disagree. The next one is something called Profi. Man, TikTok is just like, it's to thank you and also bleh all at the same time. It starts these trends. This one's called Profi. It's mixing iced coffee with protein shakes and espresso shots. Yeah, trending down for me.
Hey, sure.
Thanks.
I'm joking. It sucks.
We're already basically spinning off this earth with caffeine, right? And I'm an offender, right? I am a coffee drinker. I get it. But do we really need people all jacked up on coffee with the protein shake, with the espresso? Like, you might as well just put whatever Barry Bonds was taking in there, too. I mean, just go full throttle.
Okay. I am trending big up on this. I can't get enough caffeine in my system. This sounds, first of all, delicious. Chocolate protein shake with, I make them at home and I add coffee. This is incredible. And think we need to get this. First of all, you're chugging energy water over there that says like something healthy. Energy. I don't even know what energy water is.
Hey, you weren't supposed to tell anybody that.
Yeah. I asked you what the ingredients were and you said, all goodness. You're addicted to those. We might as well have like the old baseball stadiums where there's a big thing of greenies, like uppers in the middle. Basically, yeah, our whole society is addicted to this stuff. I'm getting on TikTok right after the show and getting a recipe. If I bring one of those in tomorrow, Maggie, you're saying you're not going to want to sip.
No, because I've got nothing. The protein shake is the part that doesn't do it for me. Give me the coffee and the chocolate and the espresso shots, sure. But what am I doing with a protein shake? I haven't exercised
protein
since
shake.
The 90s.
Do you know anything about protein? Protein shake is a cover. It's basically a milkshake. Anytime you see a smoothie or a protein shake, that's just a way to eat lots of sugar and pretend that you're being healthy. Don't worry about that part.
Awesome trend on TikTok, y'all. Keep it up. The final football team that's trending, we'll go with the Dallas Cowboys. Trending up or trending down. Man, this is a tough one. I think they're trending down.
Expect disappointment and you will never get disappointed.
And I was one of those people who was attracted to the shiny objects, but you know, the more I think about this loss on Sunday, and it was bad and it got tons of attention because of the final play. But, you know, Dak Prescott was just not good in this game. You know, it seemed like he had not thrown to his receivers in weeks. They were all not on the same page. The offensive line didn't help him. I'll grant you that. And that is a highly paid unit that should have been a lot better in that game. But there's just so much where they didn't feel complimentary at all. I know they've been a good offense and they've been a good defense, but together it didn't add up to a whole heck of a lot. The only time they were able to get back into the game is when literally San Francisco lost two of its best defenders and they could finally, you know, figure some things out.
Wait, are you
really tough?
And but are you judging on one game though?
No, it's mostly.
It's got to be the season, right?
It's mostly about McCarthy, and there's another part of this too, which is just the Jerry-ness of it.
Yeah,
you know, when they pan the camera pans on him at Jerry World, there was a moment where it flashed through my mind. I'm like, does he even care who wins this game? This place is full. He's already got a franchise that he's taken to a height that no one probably thought. If he sold that today, he'd get $6 billion. It's one of the most profitable franchises. They talk a lot about wanting to win. And look, granted, they're spending money. They're putting pieces on the field. But I had that thought. When he's sitting in that luxury suite, does he actually care if this team wins the game? I don't know.
He's already in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to build on that theme. And I'm actually going to go trending sideways. Is that allowed?
I don't. You have any?
Yeah, sure. Mike give us the why not. So nothing's changing in Dallas. Jerry Jones is the owner. I don't care who your coach is. I don't care who your quarterback is. Don't you notice that everything is the same, whether it's Tony Romo or Dak Prescott? High expectations, overcovered, does not have a team built to go deep in the playoffs, has a team that can make the playoffs. This is all Jerry's style. I agree with you. It's all flash. Yeah, it's great. He's going to fill that stadium. It's going to be beautiful. He's going to basically run the league. He's a de facto commissioner, but it's not going to make a deep playoff run. I don't think they win a Super Bowl with him there.
Okay, and our final trending. If you were watching the game last night, they played the trailer for the new movie.
Marvel movie.
I was 50-50 on Marvel or DC, and I didn't want to do it.
I'm sorry, series, not movie. I'm being told it's a series.
Series, whatever. Moon Knight.
So
Moon Knight.
This is more my genre.
Yeah, why don't you take this one?
So Oscar Isaac, who's the most awesome actor ever.
I do like him a lot.
Yeah, he happens to be in a Star Wars movie, but he's great. I think he's won Oscars or been nominated. They show this commercial, and it starts off with this guy who can't sleep, and it says, by Marvel movies. And I'm like, well, for the first 90% of the commercial, he's not a superhero. He's just a guy with some personal issues.
And
I'm
that, like, related to you on a deeper level?
Like, he's super anxious in New York. He can't handle, like, his advertising job. I'm like, why is this even a superhero? What's going on? And then
they have to stop tapping your phone for material.
Then towards the end, something happens, and you see this guy beating another guy to a pulp. And then he comes out in the superhero uniform, and he's the Moon Knight, which I've never heard of. Have you ever heard of a comic book called The Moon Knight?
No, but you're asking the wrong person. What I thought was bizarre about that trailer is you actually had me the whole time. I was like, this is cool. I do love Oscar Isaac. It seems like he's really disturbed. All right, I can get into that. And then when they revealed the costume, like, oh, my God, it looks like he was wearing a poncho from Eileen Fisher. I mean, what's going on?
Wow.
That's probably not going to land with this audience. But you know what I mean? He looked like he was just... It looked bizarre to me. Is he supposed to be a mummy?
I don't know. Yeah, he does channel an Egyptian sun god. I did read the Wikipedia write-up of this. But okay. Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I like Marvel movies, but I kind of like stop after like the Avengers. Like, I know Thor and I know Spider-Man and I know the Hulk.
Right.
This is way too deep for me.
This is what it felt like to me. We could probably fade the music out, but thank you. Bang up job. Remember in Jaws, one of the scariest movies ever made, when you're so scared of the shark, you're so scared. And then finally at the end, you see the shark come out of the water and you're like, oh, it's still the 70s. Like, this is just some type of, this is a piece of tin
what?
That came up over the water. That's how I felt about the Moon night.
You were scared when Jaws came out of the water, when Roy Scheider's leaning over with the bait and all of a sudden that gigantic shark comes out of the water?
No, but the thing about Jaws is the in your mind is yeah. the scariest part when it's just like the floating things on top of the water and they're going so fast and he's pulling people under. That's what's scary about Jaws. When you actually see the shark, it's not that scary because it's still like a production piece in a movie, and it never will live up to what your mind can produce.
I totally see what you're saying, but I was actually terrified by the shark.
Oh,
go
okay.
on. So you're saying the Moon Knight actually
once
seeing
I
the
saw the costume, I was like, oh, I don't want to see this anymore.
You know,
but
I'm
the lead up to it was great.
I'm looking at it on the internet. It's not a bad costume. It's like kind of like a sort of like a big gray. It kind of looks like a Nike shoe wrapped around a guy.
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, where's Marvel going to go? Marvel has to get into these like urban psychological thrillers. I'm going to give it a shot. There's no way you're going to watch this.
They had me until I saw the costume. That's the bottom line.
Did you watch the Hawkeye series? Did you watch the series with Tom Hiddleston, played Loki? Have you watched any of these series on Disney?
No.
They're wildly popular. Don't be like, oh, I'm too cool for sci-fi.
I'm not. I actually do like sci-fi. I got into Thrones. I got into some other things. I'm a case-by-case basis person. And I do have Disney Plus.
It sounds like you might draw a line at outer space. A little bit of a line.
No, the outer space just makes me anxious. The movie with George Clooney and Sandra Bullock when they go to outer space.
Yeah.
Whatever that was called, Gravity.
Oh, and George Clooney is like the cool guy out in space?
Yeah, he's super cool. He's like way too cool for space.
I know. He was
I was gripping the sides of the movie theater like chair. I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
Good. See, yeah, the things I'm most afraid of, I can't see sharks. They freak me out.
Yeah.
It's my worst nightmare. Those are the movies. Anything in the water, like that one we're talking about, Jaws, where the couple goes scuba diving and the boat leaves them and they're stuck open water.
Oh,
to me, that is
so
the
scary.
Scariest movie.
So scary. All right, now that we've given you all of our fears, 855-212-4CBS, you can now exploit them any way you wish.
I have many, many, many more. How much time do we have?
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.